You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
A very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, the first of the month of December, right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Our Coach's Corner program every Saturday morning, brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Brandon 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. Well, it's girls basketball time today on the Coach's Corner. Coming up will be the head coach, Galen Catholic girls basketball, Coach Brandon Schecker. Then we are going to chat with the head coach of the 11th-ranked Hinton girls basketball program. It's Coach Matt Leary. And then we'll finish off the program with the head coach of the 9th-ranked Lamar's Community Girls Basketball program, who started off 3-0 with a victory last night. Coach Sydney Baumgartner will join us as well here on the KLEM Coach's Corner. So we got a jam-packed show for you. We'll remind you, take a look at our KLEM1410.com website, our sports scores and results page, our broadcast schedule. That can all be found there. But we've got a lot to chat about with our three guests. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Brandon Schecker, the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, joins us first. And that'll be followed by Hinton girls coach Matt Leary and Lamar's community coach Sydney Baumgartner. All coming your way next here on the Coach's Corner on KLEM.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner program right here on KLEM Radio. It's brought to you every Saturday morning by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Door, and Nohava Construction. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner is the head coach of the Galen Catholic girls basketball team. It's Coach Brandon Schecker. The Jays started off the week with their first win, a 63-51 victory at Lawton Bronson. And the last two nights have been struggles for the Jays. Losses at Cherokee and a home opening loss to MMCRU. Coach Schecker joins us now. And Coach, I guess let's talk about, we saw you on Monday. We were able to broadcast that game against Lawton Bronson. What a win. I mean, a good start to the week. You guys, it seemed like, I guess, did a lot of good things that allowed you to pick up that first win.
Absolutely. The girls really came out Monday night against Lawton. And had a lot of enthusiasm. It was a pretty chaotic game for at least two of the four quarters with how it was allowed to be played and how it was played. But the girls kept grinding. You know, we played a good first half. It was a little bit rough start of the second half. That third quarter was a little rough, but the girls just kept grinding and kept grinding. And was able to pull out a nice 12-point win, and was super happy for them, super proud of them. You know, for as much chaos as was going on, I just thought that their enthusiasm and energy completely overshadowing all the chaoticness that was going on in the game, and was super proud of the girls for getting the W, but more importantly, just being able to keep the excitement through the game and keeping that momentum and being able to pull out the W.
Yeah, because in a game like that, Coach, it was extremely tightly called as far as fouls and contact and things like that. It's really easy to get, I guess, discouraged would probably be the best way to say it, about you feel like you're doing stuff right, and it's allowed in other games, and then it's not allowed in that game. But it had to be encouraging to see that the girls could push it aside and really do what they needed to, even with chaos and, you know, kind of having a bad start to the second half.
Yeah, and a huge shout out to the girls for, again, being able to continue to fight through that. And then, you know, late in the game, coaches will always tell you there's two things that wins games, and that's, you know, manage the rebounds and make your free throws. And in that game, we managed the boards. We outboarded them big time.
Yeah.
So that was a huge plus. But then we were able to knock down free throws at the end of the game to help secure the win. And, you know, super proud for the girls to be, you know, obviously fourth quarter, you're tired. We've been working on that a bunch, and they were able to step to the free throw line and knock down free throws, and they were tired and beat up and knocked them down to help secure the win. So, yeah, super, super proud of their effort and their attitude, and everything looked – It was a fun Monday night.
Let me ask you about that rebounding, because I'm just now looking at the official stat page, and yeah, you guys pulled down a ton of rebounds. You could probably, Coach, just clip out little segments of that game and just show it on loop in your office, in film study, wherever, about boxing out. I mean, I've never seen a team box out with enough force like your team did on Monday night. Where do you think they got that from, and how proud of you were to see them do that so well on Monday?
I actually remember you and I talking about that after the game. Like, the boxing out, the physicality that we did was, you're exactly right. I'd love to just show that over and over to youth teams and other teams about this is how you box out. Now, as we talked Monday night, we also had a fundamental issue of, hey, you did a great job of boxing out. Now let's go get that rebound. Because there was, and you know, I think you just said it. I just said it. We had, what, 50, over 50 some rebounds, 56 rebounds, I think, maybe in my head.
Crazy.
From Monday night, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I still think there was more that we could have got that we let go, because, again, we would have three girls boxing out and the ball would drop right in the middle of those three, and they'd all look at each other like, I thought you were going to get it, you know? So, but again, the fundamental just it was a sight to see. And again, I go back to rebounding is, yeah, there is some trick to the trade there for rebounding. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like it's a secret, but so when it comes to rebounding, I always tell the girls, rebounding is effort. Mm-hmm. You know, you put the effort in to box them out, you put the effort to go get the ball. It's effort. And again, Monday night, there was a ton of energy and they really went after it. And you know, when you grab those rebounds, you're not giving teams second, third chances. It's huge. Yeah. And that's exactly what took place Monday night.
Yeah, you had 37 defensive rebounds just on the defensive glass, which was impressive. And they shot pretty poorly, 26% against you. So I also wanted to ask you, we're chatting with Brandon Checker, of course, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. Rizaya Sitzman really came alive for you. 26 points. I believe she had, I want to say, 14 of those in one quarter. I think it was the second quarter for you. Nearly had a double-double. She was on the glass, too, for you. But I didn't realize, Coach, she also led you in assists. She had four of them. How beneficial is it to have a player like her who you can get the ball and say, go score, go get me a rebound, or run our offense and get some other people involved?
She's always been a scorer. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just who Rye is. She's our scorer. She's our ball handler. So her taking it up a notch and really focusing some energy on rebounds this year, the assists are there. I think we have a good offensive scheme that kind of puts her in a position that she can get those assists. So, you know, if we continue with the pick and rolls, the things like that, it's going to continue to give her those opportunities. And actually, it's not even just Rye this year. We see with the offensive scheme that we have to try to work with the group that we have on the floor. You know, there's been I can't remember which game it was. There's already a game this season that we had 10 assists or more. Right. I don't know in past years if we've even come close to 10 assists. So the girls are seeing it. I know there's more out there that we can go get. And we actually had two girls that were 1 point and one rebound shy of a double-double. Rye was one, career high in points with 26. She was begging us to redo the stats on Tuesday to give her the double-double with rebounds. I think her and Hallie was talking because Hallie was the other one with the double-double, right, or just shy of a double-double. She had, 11, 12 rebounds and ended with 9 points. So I think those two were kind of cohorting and saying, hey, why don't you pass 1 point to me and give one, I said, sorry, girls, it doesn't quite work that way.
Not
next
quite.
Time, just go get that extra rebound, extra point. So it's great to see that. It's great to have girls in those positions and not just, doing one thing on the court. And that's what we saw Monday night. That's what we've seen, up until the last couple nights. That's really what we've seen girls putting forth that extra effort to do other things than just one thing on the court. They're playing defense. They're adding some assists. They're getting some steals. And it's not just one or two. It's been, for the most part, it's been the entire team on the court that's been doing it. It's fun to watch a team like that.
It's very fun. And, yeah, there's no better stat line than one that has minimal zeros and ones across it, just full of everything. And, it's awesome you guys had that on Monday night. But as you alluded to, Coach, the week kind of took a turn. A loss on Thursday night to Cherokee, loss last night to MMCRU. Coach, I guess let's go into it. You also told me before this you had some good nights of practice. You were feeling pretty good heading into Cherokee. What are some things that kind of went wrong for you, I guess, in the last two nights?
Yeah, coming out of Lawton, winning it by 12, and also if you checked out stats, I think we ended up with 30 turnovers.
Yep.
It was a very chaotic, messy
right.
game. So the girls, after that game at Lawton, us coaches were super happy. The girls were kind of happy, but they were kind of like, oh, coach, we left some out there on the court. Mm-hmm. As a coach, at the end of a game with a 12-point win, and I'm happy, and they're like, boy, coach, we feel like we left some out there. I'm sitting here going, man, I love this.
Yeah.
I wish they would have enjoyed it a little bit more. But I like that attitude, like, hey, we're ready to go for practice tomorrow. We want to work on some things. So going into Tuesday night, I had a really big, hard practice set up for them. We were going to get up and down the court. We were going to be physical. Just a good, wholesome practice, knowing that we still had Wednesday to take it easy, Thursday, Friday games. So I felt like practice started off just a little slow on Tuesday, but then the girls got into it. They were on the floor. They were going after. It was a great practice Tuesday. Wednesday, a little more low-key. We were really focused on a couple things. We spent a ton of time on press breaker and some out-of-bounds work and stuff along that lines because we knew Cherokee was going to come out Thursday and just pressure the heck out of us. So we really wanted to spend some time working on press break and just trying to create as much havoc on, the first six, seven, eight girls to just so they were ready to go on Thursday night. And whatever worked on Wednesday night completely was forgotten about, left behind. I'm not sure. It did not show up. Like I said, Wednesday night, it looked really good. The girls were calm, collected, making great passes, and was beating the press. And I know people are like, well, maybe the competition. No, I had nine girls out there trying to press them. So, it wasn't like we were taking it easy on them. And Cherokee, give them credit. I felt like when we walked into the gym Thursday night over in Cherokee, I really told the girls, like, I'm here to compete. Mm-hmm. I'm here to not, lay down. I'm here to let's go get them. And we really felt, as a group that we could play ball with them. And unfortunately, they came out punching, swinging, and we backed it quickly. And we went back to our dribble with our head down, dribble one, pick up the ball, and we completely let their press just eat us up. And it was disappointing because, again, we had a great game Monday night. We had a great practice Tuesday, Wednesday, where we were preparing for it. And, again, it just kind of was forgotten about. And we got to find fight. You know, that's what I thought we saw Monday night coming out of the Lawton game, was there was some fight in these girls. And it was great because the more we fought, the more the bench got excited, the more the players on the court got excited. And then Thursday night, we lost that fight. And I'm not sure the mental side of things got into them. They were so worried. You know, we talked about it at halftime a little bit. We talked about it a lot after the game. It was a mental thing. You know, they admitted it was like, coach, we all of a sudden got really tight, and then we were worried about making a mistake. And then we made them. You and I have talked. It's like quicksand.
Yeah.
And from a mind standpoint, if you start making a mistake here and you're thinking about that mistake, I can guarantee without a shadow of a doubt you're going to make another mistake. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to make another mistake. It's quicksand. And that's what happened, you know, into Thursday night. And then, honestly, going into last night's game against NMCRU, we felt like this was a game that we could go get. You know, come out of Cherokee and say, yep, we'll chalk that up. It's done. It's over with. You know, I don't think the pressure from MMCRU is going to bother us nearly as much. Mm-hmm. We had some good talks about some things that we wanted to work on, and we had a great start to last night's game. Started out 7-0. Problem is we got into foul trouble, and once we got into some foul trouble, it quickly took a turn, and we just, again, we kind of lost it from a mental standpoint, allowed that to get into our heads, and I think there was still some in our heads from Thursday night's game against Cherokee that just kind of kept creeping in as soon as something would go wrong with a girl. You could see that Thursday night's mental state was still around, and it just quickly creeped back in last night against MMCRU. And once that happened between the foul trouble and that mental state, it was you could kind of tell the girls kind of shut down a little bit, and we just weren't able to fight enough to stay with them.
And that kind of thing gets out of hand, unfortunately. Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. You feel like, you know, like you said, the quicksand aspect of it. I mean, how tough is it for the girls to, you know, kind of, I guess, back their view off to see, okay, yeah, that was one mistake in the grand scheme of a game, and you know, try their best to push forward with it so that they can hopefully do something better for you down the stretch. And maybe it doesn't change the aspect of the game, but you at least take something positive from a tough night.
And that would have been really key if we didn't have had to play back-to-back, and you already had a tough loss Thursday night. And I'm not putting excuses out there. I'm not the guy that says, hey, we played three games this week, so we're tough. No, that's not where we're going. It's just would have been really good after a tough Thursday night to be able to have a practice to get things maybe mentally figured out, or to have that little break before going right into another game. And again, you could just see that, you know, we're trying to stay as positive as possible. We're trying to let these girls know that, hey, mistakes are going to happen. We're not upset about the mistake. It's when you're allowing 2, 3, 4 mistakes, or all of a sudden you blank out. And, you know, the girls will admit, you know, that they're really hard on themselves. And we keep telling the girls they got to let that go. We're a team. We're a close-knit team. I think the girls are getting along really well. We're having good practices. It's just, I got a team this year that's just super hard on themselves. And we got to find a way to get them to believe a little bit more in their abilities, to believe in their teammates. And it's not even a believe in their teammate thing, because I don't think that's an issue whatsoever. No. I seriously think it's just internal for a lot of these girls that they're just so hard on themselves. They have these expectations of themselves, and when they make a mistake, it just eats at them. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get that mentality out of them. We don't care about mistakes. We want you to keep playing. We want you to focus on the next great thing instead of the last thing that took place.
And you get an opportunity to, you know, try and try and instill that confidence in them, instill the belief with another busy. Your pre-Christmas schedule is just ridiculously jam packed.
Why not? Let's play some ball games.
Why not play? You got nothing better to do, right? You might as well play some basketball games. War Eagle Conference play on Tuesday. I guess what are the things that you guys have to do come Monday, practice wise, or maybe even it's not a practice thing and it's just kind of one of those sit down and chat kind of days, because we gotta, you know, hammer home some points about what you can do and what the things are that we need to do moving forward.
And honestly, Daniel, that's going to be our focus this morning on in our shoot around practice. There's probably going to be less shoot around, and it's just going to be more of, you know what, ladies, let's just sit down and chat. Let's figure out some of these things. Let's figure out a way that we can, you know, us coaches, your teammates, that we can help each other out to move past the last mistake. Or, and a lot of times, it's in our eyes, it wasn't even a mistake. You know, they actually did something well, and maybe they lost the ball off their foot or something along that lines, and they're so focused on it. We're like, hey, don't worry about it. You just did something really good. Let's go do something again. Mm-hmm. And it's that mentality. So, again, I think that's going to kind of be our focus this morning and in our, again, shoot around, as I've thrown up some quotes for everybody to see. you know, we'll probably do that a little bit. And then Monday, we got to get after it again. Yeah. You know, like you said, we have a tough schedule again next week. I think we have three games next week again. So I want to get in there Monday. We want to get up and down the court again. We got to continue to push these girls physically. And so this way, at least physically, we're ready to go and continue to work on the mental side of the game as well. So it's just back to business. We have some stuff to clean up. Yep. And that's going to, you know, mentally to this morning, and then physically and gameplay-wise, you know, offense, defense, all that good stuff. We'll hit Monday night and work hard on that, and we'll see what happens Tuesday night, and go from there.
Yeah, and we'll see you Tuesday night as well. And the nice thing is, it is all fixable. It's early in the season, so it's not, you know, throw the season in the trash can. There's still plenty more games to be played, plenty more opportunities to be successful. Again, continuing Tuesday night at Akron Westfield. We'll see you out there, Coach. We wish you the best of luck with practice today, with practices on Monday, getting the girls ready to go. And we can't wait to talk to you Tuesday.
Appreciate it, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Brandon Checker, head coach of KLM Catholic Girls Basketball, right here on the KLM Coaches Corner. More after this here on KLM Radio.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. This program every Saturday is brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner is the head coach of the 11th-ranked team in Class 2A. That'd be the Hinton Blackhawks, of course, and their longtime head coach, Matt Leary. The Blackhawks off to a strong 3-0 start with, they beat a 5A school to open the year. They beat a very good Western team earlier this week. They beat West Lyon on the road on Thursday. Coach, you guys aren't shying away from the competition. You're off to a really good start this year.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. Yeah, it was nice to get a game in before Thanksgiving break with North, I know they struggle with numbers down there, but, like you said, it's still a 5A school and, go down to the big city and, get a good win. And then coming out of Thanksgiving break, playing Western, they're coming off their 3A state volleyball title, but, they're long, they had four girls, 6 foot on their roster. So, they played really physical defense against us. So that was a good win for us. And then, Thursday night up at West Lyon, 2AN conference, West Lyon athletics, they're good in, everything, boys, girls, over the years, so it really doesn't matter. So that was a grind out game. We didn't shoot the greatest. We were 13 for 30 from the free throw line. And missed a fair amount of shots from the paint, but just kept chipping away. And we were down as much as 7 in the second quarter and cut it to 2 at the half and had a 1-point lead heading into the fourth. Made Kavarna knock down 4 free throws down the stretch to ice the game for us. But they're a good, strong program, and so that was a good win for us.
Yeah, it was a really good win because West Lyons produced, like you said, some really good, talented players. Let's, go back as you were – as you guys were coming off your state runner-up in volleyball too, we can't discredit that. What were some of the things that you guys were looking to accomplish as you were kind of getting warmed up, getting practices going? What were some of the things that you felt you needed to hammer in with these girls?
Shooting. With their volleyball run, we just kind of let them make their volleyball run. They did come in for some open gym time, but we didn't really, limited them to just some shooting as they were making their volleyball run. And we felt it was kind of important to give them a couple days off. And so, we were going to have the volleyball varsity players start on Thursday of that first week, and they all showed up Wednesday. So that's just a credit to their. Their competitive atmosphere, but we probably a little behind putting things in, getting them in shape, I guess, was a big thing. The first week and a half, they're in shape from volleyball, but it's different for basketball, trying to see if we can. Develop some depth. Our depth did take a little hit the Monday before Thanksgiving. Kyra Peters tore her ACL. So we're down a guard. We're just, keep kind of grind it out, I guess.
Well, and it's never a replacement. At least you have her sister, and you do have some underclassmen that can hopefully fill that void. But gosh, I watching Kyra and Cadence both, there's something about them, especially their hustle on the defensive end, coach, that just really seems kind of irreplaceable for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. They those two really love playing with each other, kind of feed off each other, like you would expect twins to do. And they were moving into a more of a, a leadership and a bigger role. They got big minutes for us last year off the bench, but, this year it was kind of their time to shine, and they were both clicking very well. We beat, a good Maple Valley team up at the Marcus Jamboree, you know, they both played really well that night, and you know, so yeah, they were both clicking, and so yeah, you're right. It's you're never going to replace it, but you know, with that, Carlin Kavarna has stepped into our you know, the fifth starter spot now, and you know, kind of her chance to shine, but yeah, you know, the Peters girls were both shooting the ball really well, and yeah, you know, they came off state cross country meet, mm-hmm, you know, as qualifying as a, yep, team, so they were kind of building off that, you know, the confidence that the, you know, the volleyball players had. They had that confidence, you know, in cross country, so yep, yeah, it's very unfortunate, but you know, we can't change it, and just got to keep moving on and keep grinding it out.
Yeah, man, that's the nice thing about your girls is they will keep going. They will keep putting their foot forward. We're chatting with Matt Leary, head coach of the Hinton Blackhawk girls basketball team, ranked number 11 in Class 2A. We mentioned you're off to a 3-0 start. We kind of talked about those games a little bit. The thing I keep noticing, Coach, whenever one of your games goes final and we take a look at some of the stats is I'm seeing 15 points, 13 points, 11 points, 10 points, 9 points. I mean, you don't have one girl that's scoring 25, 30 and getting the big flashy headlines, but you've got 4 or 5 girls any given night that you feel like you can rely on to go get you just 10 or 12 points. And that really adds up for you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I love about this bunch is, you know, yeah, they just want to win, you know, and yeah, they don't care. You know, that very first game out against North, yeah, it was big time, you know, balanced scoring, and you know, they just see the open girl or make the extra pass, and like you said, those all add up, and you know, that's what I really like about them is they just want to win, you know, and that's a credit to them.
It is a credit to them, and it's why you guys are off to such a good start at 3-0. How have you seen, because you were working on shooting during the preseason, so I guess the scoring numbers have to make you a little bit excited, but then you know, West on Thursday night, maybe your efficiency kind of took a hit. How has your offense progressed through the first 3 games? Has it kind of taken the steps you want it to, or is there still you know, things that the girls, I guess, fundamentally need to get right offensively?
You know, that first game against North, you know, they played us mostly zone, 2-3 zone, and then, you know, our last 2 games have been, you know, a lot of man-to-man. You know, the West Lion game Thursday night kind of really felt like a college game, you know, this, you know, physical man-to-man defense from both ends and you know, running, you know, executing offensively, running a lot of sets. They ran a lot of sets, you know, and we probably run, you know, ran most of, you know, the most sets that we've run so far this season. And you know, just trying to get that spacing down, execution down, you know, reading defenses, making good passes, and, you know, getting your feet under you, you know, for knocking down the shots, you know. You know, Cadence and Ashlyn, you know, have shot the 3 ball pretty well, mm-hmm, you know, at times, and you know, our post play, you know, Bailey, you know, she can be pretty efficient in there. You know, Thursday night was probably not her most efficient night, but, you know, Ashlyn and Bailey, when it got down to crunch time, you know, Bailey made some great, great post moves, you know, wanted the ball. And, you know, and then Ashlyn, you know, wanted the ball for, you know, to knock down free throws down the stretch. So, yeah, it's just, you know, making big shots at big times, I guess.
Yeah, and that's definitely against a team like West Lion, you need that. And to go back to what you talked about earlier against your last 2 opponents, with the height they have at Western and like you said, the height at West Lion, your team can really compete with that height. I mean, with Ashlyn and Bailey, and Carlin's got some length to her as well. Is that kind of the strength you guys are going to rely on, is that you can outsize almost anybody you face off against?
Yeah, I mean, last night, or Thursday night, excuse me, we played man-to-man pretty much, you know, like 99% of the time we went zone, this one possession, but, Avery and Bailey and, Avery Brigad and Bailey and Ashlyn and Carlin, you know, they're long. And then, you know, Cadence is just, locked down on their best guard. But, you know, we told those girls, you know, you got, the Kavarna sisters and Bailey are long. Avery's not quite as tall, but she's got long arms, right. And we said to, use that to our advantage and to hold a West Line team with good tradition. They have, one starter back from last year's 18-5 team, I think they were, but, good strong junior class, hold them to 33 points. I thought our man-to-man got better as the game went on. Their quarter production went down, the entire game from first quarter to fourth quarter. I think we held them to 5 points in the fourth quarter and, just playing man-to-man with, mainly, six girls. They gutted it out and I was very proud of them.
Your schedule, we've talked about already, is very tough, and it continues this afternoon. You got a really tough Westwood team coming to your place later this afternoon. How important is it for you to have these games right out of the get-go that test you and that really make you work, to hopefully better you later on?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Westwood coming in later today. Number six in our class. They're moving up from class 1A to 2A this year. And, they start three girls that are 6 feet tall too. So it's going to be, a good matchup in that regard. Like you said, games like this, hopefully make you, tournament battle tested, when it comes to, late February and, when you can make a push for Des Moines. We lost Sheldon and River Valley, which we would have lost that one anyway with them consolidating with Kingsley. Sure. But, we picked up West Lyon and Cherokee, so 2-3A teams that are both really good. So, they're going to be battles, but, hopefully, when it gets to tournament time and we're playing our 2A teams, hopefully those good battles against, some of those 3A and even North 5A teams, are going to help us because we've been in, adverse situations during the regular season.
Yeah, it's only going to make you better, and that's shown already through three games. And I guess the next thing for you is, maybe you can answer this a little bit more accurately after you see them play later this afternoon and you have kind of four games to build off it. But as of right now, this morning, what are some of the things that you hope the girls continue to improve on? What are the aspects and areas that just have to get better for Hinton to be successful and hopefully, like you said, and their season maybe down at the well?
And it's all things that we know we can do. We've done before. One, it's a credit to get to the free throw line 30 times in a game, but we definitely know we need to improve on that percentage as a team. And our field goal percentage, definitely needs to, get better. I think our turnovers have been reasonable for, the type of style we like to play. Getting up and down a little bit, you're going to have some turnovers, but I think just a little more efficiency with shots in the paint because we know we're going to get them. I got some attackers and some good post play that can jump well, but just to continue to develop our perimeter shooting when they collapse on the on our post play. Like a game later today, with six footers, we might not be able to get as much, in the paint on the half court. And, so get a little more consistent with outside shooting that can hopefully, you know, open up things inside. So I would say those and the things we're already doing well, is, you know, playing great half-court defense, rebounding. You know, I think we've rebounded every opponent so far. So, you know, that'll be a big test later today, with the rebounding. But limiting the Westwood team to one shot. And, if we do those things, I like where we're at.
I like it too. Yeah, that's a good recipe for success. It's always led you down the right path here in years past. So hopefully a win later today. Hopefully a great continue of the success you're already seeing to the start this season, and hopefully more wins down the road. Coach, we always appreciate your time. Best of luck today. We'll hopefully chat later on this year.
Thanks a lot, Daniel. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. That's Matt Leary, the head coach of the 11th-ranked Hinton Blackhawks. We're back with more on the KLEM Coach's Corner after this here on KLEM.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic Lamar's, serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner program every Saturday morning right here on KLEM Radio. It's brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Brandon 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner program, she is the head coach of the Lamar's Community Girls Basketball Team, currently ranked number 9 in Class 4A and 3-0 to start the year. That's, of course, Coach Sydney Baumgartner. A win on Tuesday over a ranked Spirit Lake squad, a win last night over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Of course, you started the year with a win, Coach. Three games down, what kind of things have you enjoyed about this year's team so far?
Yeah, I think our team has played really good as a team. We have a lot of experience. I talk about that with everyone. We are a good team that can click at the right times. And I think, our first game against Spencer, we didn't have Zoe or Lexi with them being out injured. And I had some younger girls step up. So we're a pretty deep team, which is useful as well. So it's been fun to watch us all kind of find the hot hand every night.
Yeah, and it seems to be a different hot hand even, in the same game. You can have one girl get going in the first quarter, another in the third. I mean, it's just really, really fun to watch, like you talked about.
Yeah, I mean, Spencer, obviously I had I think I had three girls in double digits.
Right.
And at Spirit Lake, I had, I think, another three girls in double digits. And then last night, I almost had five girls in double digits. Yeah. So I have a lot of scorers on my team, which makes us tough to guard, I think. It's fun to watch our girls share the ball to whoever's hot every night.
One of those girls in particular, everybody has heard about her heroics for you already. It's Jaylen Marino. She was averaging 22 points a game before last night and did not quite get into double figures, but still had a pretty good game, all things considered. Coach, what makes her such a good scorer for you and someone that you can rely on each and every night?
Yeah, Jaylen is a really good player. She has probably her highest basketball IQ on the team, and I think she does a good job at recognizing when to attack and when to shoot. She's also just a competitor, and she works really, really hard. She kind of makes it look effortless sometimes. So, I mean, last night she didn't score a bunch, but I thought she did really good on the defensive side for us. So she is we can utilize her on both ends, and I thought she did a good job last night of finding, you know, our open girls as well. So she will be a player to watch all year for us.
Absolutely. I guess does she practice those half court shots throughout the week? Is that why that went in on Tuesday?
I'll say that's, yep, all coaching right there.
Yeah, absolutely. those are game shots for Jaylen. 40 feet from the basket. Yeah, that's a game shot for her.
Yep, for sure.
You know, let's talk about that Spirit Lake game a little bit. You guys go down in the half, down 13. A lot of teams say, okay, we'll maybe make a push and get it close, but it's probably not meant to be tonight. We just didn't get off to a good start. What makes your team different in the fact that you turn around and you outscore them by almost over 20 points throughout the second half?
Yeah, well, you know, in the halftime of that game, we talked to them about we're kind of just beating ourselves right now. We weren't getting as flat as we want offensively. Our spacing was off. Defensively, we're kind of getting lost. So we just really weren't playing our game. And then when we came out in the second half, I think it just helps with our experience. But also our girls are very, very competitive. So I knew that we weren't going to let down, and we just said, keep chipping away. We chipped away a little quicker than what I was expecting. But I think that just shows, I think that was a good team win for us, just to show that even if we get down, we can score quick and get defensive stops. And so that was a fun thing to see our girls kind of grind it out and get that push in the third quarter and then capitalize it on the fourth.
Yeah, and you know, everybody's going to say, well, it takes offense to make a comeback like that, but how important was the defensive end for you? Because I know that little point guard they had, she was scoring a bunch, and then they had a post that they could dump down to that was about 6 or 7 inches taller than everyone. How impactful was defense, especially in that third quarter and in that run you guys made?
Yeah, we talked about if we're going to be a really good team, we're going to play really good defense, and our defense leads to offense. And so we made sure that we had more pressure on their point guard, who was really good, better backside help on that post player. Our post defense was a lot better in the second half as well. I thought Grace and Lexi both played really well against her, boxed her out, but we also had our help side finally. I got a couple quick steals. It is all communicating, too, for us. Mm-hmm. The more we communicate defensively, the better and harder we are to score against. So I thought we picked up the intensity in the second half, and that led us to get a bunch of points. We scored 40 points in the second half against Spirit Lake, which is impressive for us. Mm-hmm. So that just, I think, showed our girls that if we play really good defense, we're going to get rewarded.
Sydney Baumgartner is joining us. She's the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball right here on the Coach's Corner. Another aspect, I mean, just there's so many things you guys have done well in the first three games. It's hard to just kind of pick a few to talk about. But the other one, we saw it last night too, your on-ball pressure defense with either Zoe Wickup or, like you talked about, Jaylen Marino a little bit last night. She was a really good defensive player for you on the ball handler. How important is that to your defensive success too? To really really pester anybody that's got the ball.
Yeah, we have some quick and athletic girls, and so we have to utilize them in the defensive end. So we talked about picking them up full court, turning them as much as we can, because that just kind of gets our other team's offense out of what they want to do, and it also sheds off. I mean, utilize a shot clock. It sheds off 10 seconds or so of that. And I have girls who play really quick, and they can bother girls. I would not want to be a point guard against Zoe Whitcup defending me or Jaylen. So I also think Sarah Brown does a really good job of pressuring the guards, too. She gets on point guards or other ball handlers as well. But, yeah, as a team, if we put the pressure on them, that just, again, creates more chaos. and that's exactly how we want to make people play. We want to make them play quicker than they want to, and kind of get out of sorts. So it worked well for us in the second half. I think that's what gave us that push last night.
Yeah. What else went good for you last night? I mean, it was just kind of one of those games that you got the lead early, built on it as the game went along, and just kind of felt like you were cruising throughout most of last night.
Yeah, I thought we didn't shoot the ball super well outside on the three-point line like we typically have the past two games. But I thought we were better at attacking the hoop and hitting the mid-range shots. And that was nice to see, because a lot of the times we live and die off the three. And so it was good to see our girls attacking and sharing the ball. Lexi got 10 points last night for us just off dump downs and being available when our guards were attacking. And so it was it kind of felt like weird. I didn't think we won by 25 last night, but I thought our girls played hard, and they will have a pretty intense week next week, so I'm excited to see how we will react to that.
Yeah, and would you believe you still scored 72 points while not shooting very well from the outside? That's pretty impressive to do, too.
Yeah, that's what my coaches and I were all talking about. Like, we scored 72 points, and it felt like we scored maybe 30. but we have a lot of scorers, so that helps us. Alyssa Dreckman shot the ball really well for us on the outside, though, which helped us as well.
Yeah, and it goes back to what you talk about with depth. And to bring a player like, Lexi Hurd off the bench, who was starting for so many years for the program, just how much more versatile does that make your lineup when you go Meta, and then Alyssa's off the bench, and Lexi, and you got Grace that can start for you? You just have so many different lineup potentials bringing Lexi off the bench.
Yeah, I think Lexi's been injured, so right now she's doing really well, responding really well off the bench for us, working hard. Alyssa comes off the bench. She's long and lengthy. She can shoot. She can attack. I have Aubrey Lusink who can come. She's a really quick guard that is a good defender for us, for a ball handler, in case Jalen or Zoe need a break. I even have a couple of freshmen that possibly could get some playing time as the year goes on, as they develop. So it's a good thing being this deep as a team. And I think we all have the same goal. We all know our roles. We're only game three in.
Right.
And, it'll start clicking a little bit more than what it is now.
Yeah, and it's clicking pretty good already with the 3-0 record. So I can't wait to see more of that. The one other thing I wanted to ask you, too, just the thing in the sport of basketball, you always feel like you need a 6-foot-something girl to kind of dominate her way inside, and you've gone up against two big posts, and really when you've been playing good, I mean, take the first half against Spirit Lake maybe out of it, outside of that, you've neutralized both of those posts pretty good, or not let them kind of dominate you. How do you do that when you're giving up 5-6 inches on some of them?
I'm a big believer that effort wins you a lot of games. And Grace and Lexi, they might be outsized with that, but we tell them all the time, if you have more effort and you box her out and you push them around, then you'll be in a good spot. And so that's been good to see. I mean, a lot of the teams we play are quick, small guards like us, but it's a challenge when they have a big girl that can score like that. But I think we do. We've gotten better, and we need to still work on it, of playing good team defense when they do have a post player like that. But our post players do a good job of pushing them out, making them uncomfortable, and then that just helps us with their help side defense as well. So, we'll play against a couple of other good posts this next week. I'm excited to watch our girls' effort against them.
Yeah, East, who just lost to a very good Helin team last night, Western, and then, you got Helin to finish off the week. it's kind of your first big week, three games in 1 week. There are two of them are ranked, and you obviously know how good Western can be. How do you approach a week like this with some tough competition to – I guess maybe make sure the girls pace themselves and don't overdo it, I guess.
Yeah, It's going to be a big mental toughness week for our team. And I believe that we will be just fine because we have a ton of experience. We're a deep team. But we got to play as a team. It'll be, East is obviously good. Western has the reputation of being a strong basketball program. And then obviously Helan has always been a school rival of ours. Yeah. Obviously we're going to go 3-0 next week. We will have to work on playing a little cleaner basketball than what we did last night. But I'm very confident in our team that we will be just fine. We're a good team, and we have to play with that confidence as well. We'll play good teams, but we're also a good team as well. So I'm excited to see how we'll compete against them. And it should be fun games. Two of those teams are ranked. So
right.
It's just a matter of who executes more, who plays better defense at the end of the night.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him. We'll see you on Thursday and Friday up in Hull and here in town for the Helan contest. So, Coach, okay. Appreciate your time. Best of luck this week. We'll chat soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Sydney Baumgartner, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. We're back to wrap up the Coach's Corner after this here on KLEM.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back to wrap up the KLEM Coach's Corner, brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. My thanks, as always, to our coaches that join us each and every Saturday morning. They are Brandon Shecker, head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball, Sydney Baumgartner, head coach of Lamar's Community, and also joining us this week, Matt Leary, the head coach of the 11th-ranked Hinton Blackhawks. They play Westwood later this afternoon. That's going to be a great girls' game. Stick around for the boys' game, too. You can catch that starting at 3 o'clock in Hinton. So should be a great day for some high school sports. There's wrestling, basketball on the docket. Coming up next week, we have three games next week once again for you. Coming up on Tuesday night, Galen Catholic starts Wargo Conference play with a basketball doubleheader at Akron Westfield. We'll have a video stream of that as well on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. On Thursday, Lamar's heads to Hull to take on Western Christian for a doubleheader. We've got that contest for you as well. And then it is a big MRAC doubleheader. Both Bishop Helan basketball teams are ranked. They're in town to take on Lamar's on Friday. We'll have all that for you coming up this week right here on KLEM Radio. But we have more than overstayed our welcome. So we'll talk to you again on Monday with more KLEM sports coverage. And then again on Tuesday with more basketball broadcasts. Until then, Daniel Versteng with you. Thanks for tuning into the KLEM Coaches Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Have a great rest of your Saturday.